Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Big rivalry weekend. We've got the Michigan-Michigan State game going on this weekend. If you're listening to this on Saturday, it hasn't happened yet. But if you catch us on Sundays, then you know the result. But no speculation here. We've got two great teams. They're playing in East Lansing, and this is one of those games that anything can happen. And I'm a Sparty fan, so I'm hoping that that we go green and we go white. But you never know, because I'm doing this show before the game started. So anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking is fall grilling at camp. And as Jop and I were just discussing, tailgating is kind of camping in a parking lot. So this will apply to your tailgate, too, in case you're not prepared for your big tailgate. If you're going to the Spartan U of M game, I'm sure you're already on your way because it's a noon kickoff. So anyway, welcome to the smokiest show on radio. Whatever station you're listening to, they care about you because they're playing a show with some soul.
Right. Yeah, fillet of soul, that is. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, what'd you do this week in the barbecue world? I got a couple things I did, but let's start off with you, man.
Well, I guess we can talk about last night and yesterday, smoking and grilling and getting ready for to help our friend Don Van Dyne from Wells Fargo and his tailgate. We normally do it for him, but they're going solo this year. He just wanted some product, so you helped me out at my house last night, and we did up a bunch of butts and briskets. I wanted to mention...
Fired up that big Judge smoker.
Yeah, yeah.
And that internal rotisserie on that thing just continues to amaze me. The food gets cooked so evenly on that. I've got the old offset smoker where I've got the slide-in trays.
Yeah.
And I get hot spots on the back of it.
Right.
And
I sold it to you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. But it's better than what I had.
It is.
And if you're careful, you know, here's the lesson. If you learn your equipment, you can get great results.
That thing will cook a bunch of product.
Yeah.
It'll cook a bunch of product.
And it does, and it cooks it very well. But that judge from the guys down in Kansas is really – really
American
cool
barbecue systems.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm set for life. I don't think I'll ever need another one. But speaking of cooking, you know, you've been helping us with our new kitchen.
Yeah.
We did a total remake. It's been 16 months of rebuilding this house. I got my siding done last week.
Looks badass. It really does, man.
So nice to get that buttoned up. I actually have a couple little pieces on one bay window to finish. And maybe next spring I'll get it done. Or if I get a warm day. I'm doing vinyl on those parts, and vinyl's tough to work with in the cold weather.
Oh, yeah, it's brittle.
I've learned how to crack it very well.
Yep.
And as it turns out, I went to our friends that we did the barbecue for a couple years ago to get the siding. Help me with the name of the place. Windsap.
Right.
Because they're the CertainTeed. Yep. They're the CertainTeed dealer, so the best vertical vinyl I could find was their board and bat, and it looks really good. I'm sorry I did wood board and bat on the front of the house now because this vinyl looks so good.
Yeah.
So I got that all wrapped up, and now I'm doing the kitchen. You are ordering the cabinets for us, which is really nice. Maureen's been working with your designers for months,
right?
And I think we've got it nailed. So then I could finally order the rest of my appliances. So I went to Garrett's Appliance and got a beautiful range by Thermador. And they have a special right now where you get a free dishwasher.
There you go.
Which is a $1,500 dishwasher. Right. Way nicer than the old one we had.
Right.
And we were, you know, it's a stainless dishwasher. So we were just going to reuse it. And then that deal came along. And Bruce Meekoff down there just worked his magic and got us into an awesome, it's only a 30-inch,
Right.
We don't have that wall's not very big. I really wanted a 36, but budget and space says 30 will do it.
Well, and the thing is that you're not cooking for as many as you used to. You do on spot occasions when the family comes home.
Right.
But you're empty nesters now.
Right.
Right. And 30-inch will do you just fine. And you bought a quality piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the key. Like you, like your Judge smoker.
Yep.
You're set for life now.
Well, and the refrigerator they hooked us up with was a built-in, and it's big and beautiful, and it's awesome. But I guess
you're killing me though, because you keep buying these big appliances, so I can't sell you more cabinetry, man. When the appliance gets big, the cabinets get small.
Well,
no,
here's the deal.
They it's going to be a suite.
Garrett's also had a sale going on their stainless hoods.
Okay.
And he hooked us up with a beautiful Zephyr
right.
hood that was way out of our budget, and they had the price literally cut in half to get rid of a floor model, and it's gorgeous. So, love shopping at Garrett's. They're patient. We've been in there quite a few times, and I already knew what I wanted, but
right.
you know, my wife still wanted to look, and so they hooked us up really good. But last week we talked about pork loin with peach chutney,
mm-hmm.
and I said I was cooking it after the show.
Right,
I did it,
and
here's again the recipe. If you go to thegrillingguys.com, I'll post the pictures that go with it because they turned out glorious. I took a pork loin and did my little trick of cutting it into inch and a half chops, beat them up with a jacquard. Actually, I just use a meat hammer on it, a meat pounder, and pounded them out to great big pieces.
Oiled them up. So why do you do that?
Because loin is so lean, and I want to pound it out and get a bunch of EVO in there and my spices. And when you grill them up, they come back into shape and turn back into that beautiful chop. And then the last 10 minutes, I had them at about 140. I threw some of that peach chutney on top and turned it off and let them coast. They coasted up to perfection, 145, and they were just gorgeous. I mean, this trick with the loin of tenderizing it and then grilling it with lots of oil infused into it. You can get pork loin at $1.99 a pound, sometimes
right.
cheaper.
Those are those ones that are about the size of a softball, right? And the loin, they got a fat cap on them.
Yeah,
but
it's
lean
the
on
it's the loin,
sides,
not
right?
the lentil. It's the center of a pork chop, basically.
Right. Yep.
And it's a heck of a bargain on protein.
Right.
But this peach chutney recipe was spot on, and something I found on the internet.
Sure.
And just. I don't know, man. It was. I was pretty proud bringing that to the table. I was like, whoa, because we had a bunch of friends over, and I pulled out some walleye from the freezer
uh-huh.
that I had saved. And
who got you that, Ben? Who caught those
walleye? I don't remember.
For you? Right, yeah.
They were very good.
See, I got to take that credit where I can because this stuff always usually comes the other way.
And
so.
I'm glad you said that because I pulled them out, and they had writing on them, but I couldn't remember where I got them.
Yeah.
And not many people give me walleye, so I should have remembered.
Well, I should have been on the short list.
I caught zero this year. And then I did some beef tenderloin with Charlie Jabor's shish kebab recipe and put them on skewers. And I think we fed about 15 people, and it was quite the table full of food, and there was very little leftovers.
Well, I'm going to tell you that pork and fruit glazes and fruit sauces are fabulous together.
Yeah.
And if you got, and this is a season, you can use applesauce, you can marinate in cider, you can do all kinds of things
apple
with it.
Applesauce, that's a, or apple slices,
right.
apple chutney.
Right, all of that stuff is
the
just
the chutneys
fabulous
are cool because you actually put some spices in and a little bit of vinegar and sugar, and it gives it a tangy, sweet taste that's just right. And if you want, you can throw a little heat on it, which I did. I put a little cayenne in it. And because I just love my peppers.
Yeah, it is very good. Well, coming up next, we're going to continue this fall food fest here. We've got some camping food, and you know, chances are Bob will talk about a Dutch oven, and then we might swing away grates that he's got over open fire. There's some challenges with open fire cooking. Stick with us. We'll be back.